It's been less than 3 years since the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry introduced a plan to improve our state's economic competitiveness. Andrew Greenstein has details on the progress.
Part of the plan involves getting the state's rankings in job creation and wage growth into the middle third. Labby President and CEO Will Green says the state is now 24th in both metrics, well ahead of schedule.
Our goal was to do that by 2030, and we're already there in just 2 years.
Green says the state is also well on its way towards achieving its goals in third grade reading proficiency and high school graduation rate, but now is not the time to let up on the accelerator.
We're way ahead of where we thought we'd be in just 2 years, but that's not to say that it's mission accomplished. We've still got a lot of work left to do.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
Louisiana Office of Motor Vehicles warns residents about a text scam claiming to be from their office regarding unpaid traffic tickets. OMV officials warning us all not to click on links in unsolicited messages. LSU applicants will once again have to submit their ACT or SAT scores when applying to the Baton Rouge campus. LSU's been operating under a test optional policy since June of 2022. LSU Board of Supervisors member James Williams opposes changing the policy, saying it'll put low-income families at a disadvantage because they can't afford ACT tutoring.
There are plenty of kids who we want at LSU who don't come from households where they can afford to get that additional help on testing.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm John Burns on Tix FM.